Extreme heat could lead to an energy emergency in Indiana and 14 other states this summer as people and businesses use more electricity for air conditioning. That's according to a report by the North American Electric Reliability Corporation. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Rebecca Thiel reports it said there's not enough energy on the regional grid to meet peak demand.
That could mean borrowing energy from other grids, asking industrial buildings to use less energy, and, worst case scenario, having rolling blackouts. That's where utilities cut power to certain areas for short amounts of time to prevent big, widespread outages. Danielle McGrath is the president of the Indiana Energy Association. She says trying to use less energy between 4 to 6 p.m. is helpful if you can, but Hoosiers likely won't have to change their energy use.
To the extent that there's an actual call to action, the companies will reach out if and when that would need to occur.
Energy demand is up slightly since last summer as businesses return to normal since the pandemic. Coal plants retiring early has also led to a shortfall of energy that can be dispatched quickly. McGrath says because of this, some utilities are building new power sources or postponing coal plant retirements. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Rebecca Thiel.
The Northern Indiana utility NIPSCO has postponed the retirement of its Wheatfield coal plant for 2 years while the federal government investigates solar tariffs. The utility hopes to use some solar to replace energy lost by the plant.